And we're golden. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm with Adam Casemore, who's the youngest counselor. How old were you when you, I guess it was 4 years ago when you got in, but how old were you then?
I actually won the by-election.
Oh, wow.
So I've only been with council coming up on 16 months. So I was 31 at the time.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Wow. Well, we have Karen Goforth who's running now, so you'll be unseated if she gets in terms of youngest counselor ever.
That's correct.
But,
yes.
But that hasn't happened yet. So you still get to wear the crown. You're running now in Area C and you have two competitors, let's call that. And you were just at the forum. How well do you think you did at that forum in terms of responding to people's questions and concerns?
I think I did well. I was, in the know, you know, with a lot of things that have been taking place and future initiatives that are ongoing with my experience with council. So I thought I was able to provide fairly good answers for all the questions. And there were some where that needed a little more clarification, but I hope everybody was able to understand where I came from and my mind frame. So
right on. And you've addressed this before in terms of you've made the move, but are there any other reasons why you've decided to A, move to Area C, and B, decide to run for director?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, moving to Area C was more of a lifestyle, you know, change. Privacy is obviously something that I value, and room to, you know, expand and grow a family and have a nice garden and everything else that goes along with that. So and as far as stepping up to the plate and serving, that I've thoroughly enjoyed my time, you know, serving council and, you know, the civil servant position has been very intriguing and something I've always been interested in. So it seems to come natural so far. I've enjoyed it. So I thought I would just pursue it and see what good comes of it.
Right on. One of the questions in the forum was, you know, you're a business owner, and I know Tony was confronted with this question as well, and you gave a fairly good response. Their concern was that if you're a business owner, you will not be able to shoulder the burden of being a regional director. What did you have to say about that?
Right. I mean, that's a fair question. Absolutely. The business that I currently run, I'm able to leave at a moment's notice. So it's not like I own a shop or a store where I'm obligated to be there, where it gives me the flexibility to leave at a moment's notice and be able to balance and plan a schedule. And if there's anything that arises that needs to be addressed immediately, I have the flexibility to attend to that. So
cool. In terms of keeping Area C rural and protecting farmland, you made a comment about how, you know, you wouldn't support like a 5 or 6 homestead development on a 5-acre lot. What I gather from this is you don't want to see a residential area starting to grow and from there growing and growing until it takes over farmland. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it was kind of a complex response, I suppose. I mean, I'm for development. If somebody wants to develop, say, a parcel of land that is treed, and put in the proper infrastructure to house lots without impeding on other people's privacy, that is what I'm not in favor of. Obviously, you're not going to take farmland out of the ALR to do that, but there's different circumstances where maybe a smaller rural subdivision, so to speak, could be in a good setting. It all depends on the circumstances and the property. I mean, I'm not gonna deter anybody from pursuing development, but the ideal development would not be to urbanize the rural area and impede on other people's privacy.
What sort of edge do you think you have on your competitors? You know, what are you bringing to the table that Mulder and Rempel do not have?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I have youth and ambition. Obviously those
they're gonna cry when they hear that.
That's right.
Yeah. Whoa. Way to just, you know, kick me below the belt.
Yeah. Not saying that older age and experience is a bad thing either. I think obviously my time at council will give me a major leg up, you know, like I said, with process and procedure regarding decision making, and a lot of relationships I have been able to establish with groups and individuals that will help move, you know, progress things as far as development in Area C.
Right on. One thing I noticed at the forum was it was packed. So the people in Area C are very concerned about their community. One question from the audience was, why haven't we seen you around? Which I thought was kind of funny because, you know, it's a rural area. You're not going to run into people on the street. And the idea of an advisory planning committee came out. And they also were talking about regular meetings that Larry Binks hosted. How would you work with this community that seems very tight-knit to earn their trust where, because they haven't really gotten to know you yet?
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, I would follow, you know, in the footsteps of Larry, so to speak, what he has laid out as far as town hall meetings quarterly, and getting back to why I haven't been present. I mean, I haven't been present because I recently moved to the area and I was more focused on the town of Creston and municipal issues with council. As far as getting to know the Area C residents, I mean, being born and raised in Creston has been a big benefit because I got to meet a lot of people through my years in Creston. So it's more of maybe reconnecting on a different level with those constituents and also extending a hand and being available to accommodate the residents and constituents I haven't met to establish a good working two-way relationship.
Excellent. Well, I think I got everything I need from you. If there's anything that, let's say, you haven't covered in the forum or you just thought of just now, now's your chance to say it.
I mean, not all of the residents and constituents were available to attend. So to extend a message to them, I mean, I'm willing and able and dedicated to do whatever it takes to keep Area C going in the right direction and continue to improve life and business for all the residents. So,
do you think the power outage that we hosted was maybe a bit of a wake-up call that infrastructure needs to be developed a little bit more? I mean, other areas were knocked out too,
right.
But, you know, having a town council meeting fall short because of no power and a power generator not being available, even though it was trying really hard,
is
kind of a telltale sign that maybe there needs to be a little bit more preparation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was kind of a freak storm and a freak of nature. But I mean, as far as natural disasters and infrastructure, I don't think you can be too prepared, right? Where, you know, there's always room for improvement and those sort of things. So, yeah, absolutely. It could definitely improve on everything and every aspect of life, so to speak.
Wow, we're getting to the deep philosophical things now. I like it. I like
right.
it. Life coach and future director of Area C.
Absolutely, at your service.
All right, well, thank you very much for coming in, and good luck.
Great, thanks a lot, Jensen.